This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello and welcome to Welfare Daily. I'm your host, Amy Lane, author, runner, health editor, and host of Welfare, the weekly running podcast that's your coach, running buddy, and lifeline to other runners around the world. Welfare Daily is a series of short tips, tricks, and ideas taken from the longer show that you can use to improve your running while going about your day. Remember, you can listen to the full-length episodes of Welfare wherever you listen to podcasts, and my book, I Can Run, is available in audio form and is great company on wet winter slogs. Today on Welfare Daily, I'm going to introduce you to something called HRV, which can help tell you how stressed your body is. It's really useful for knowing when to take a rest day or when to go out and push yourself with, say, some sprints. So over to Simon Wedgeriff, founder of iThleet, a HRV tracking device and platform, to explain how to use and track your HRV.
Most people would think that while we're sort of sitting at rest comfortably, that your heart is beating somewhat like a metronome. Let's say you have a resting heart rate of 60 beats per minute. Mm-hmm. That means there's a beat every 1 second. Well, that's actually not the case. There is variation. So one beat might be a bit less than a second, the next beat will be a bit more than a second, and the next beat will be a bit more than that. And the way that that changes can actually tell us a lot about the control that the brain is exerting on the body in response to the current demands that it has on it. So it's an adaptive mechanism to help us function really efficiently. But luckily, when we look at this and we measure this heart rate variability, which is usually done just as a very brief measure every morning, it can tell us an awful lot about how well our body is functioning on that particular day.
So is it the higher the heart rate variability, the more stressed your body is? No, the other way around.
The other way around, yes. Yes. Okay. So in fact, a very constant heart rate is the sign of a very stressed body.
If your heart rate is pretty constant all the time, is that a bit like, I think I've heard you say that it's stretching elastic band out to as far as it can go and then there's no more movement?
Yeah, basically. So a very constant heart rate is a sign that a person is stressed. So what we like to see is lots of variability, particularly when you breathe in and when you breathe out. And that's what we do in the iThleet app in order to measure this in a consistent way every day. And basically, the more variation between when you breathe in, your heart accelerates, when you breathe out, your heart goes slower. And you might be able to detect this yourself if you practice something like yoga breathing. You'll often notice that when you exhale, you seem to feel calmer. And the reason for that is that the heart actually slows down and you become more what's called parasympathetic dominant. Okay. And the parasympathetic nervous system is the part that's responsible for rest, digestion, and recovery. And it's that part that we want to be able to measure every day to tell you whether or not you're in any danger of overtraining when you're preparing for your marathon.
Yeah, because I was about to say, so how does this all come into play with athletes and why is it important?
Why it's useful in training is that we do a reading basically every morning, ideally 7 days a week, but let's say you train 4 or 5 days a week, then you should do a measure on the training days. And what happens is that over a short period of time, you build up what's called a baseline. And then you look for deviations in your daily measure compared to the baseline. So if you're higher than baseline with your HRV in the morning, all is good. You're fully recovered. You're ready to train, go as hard as you like, intervals, tempo sessions, etc. If your HRV is a little bit lower than normal, it's a sign that perhaps you're not fully recovered, but no reason necessarily to stop. You might want to choose a slightly less intense or a slightly shorter workout on that day. If your HRV is significantly below your baseline, particularly for 2 days in a row, then we need to take that as a sign that the body is stressed and it needs more time to recover before you're ready to go out again.
I hope you found some of this advice helpful, guys. For more running tips, you can listen to the episodes in full. And if you're after a running buddy during these isolating times, then follow, support, and chat to other runners on Instagram using the hashtag Welfare. Thanks all, and I'll see you all tomorrow for another Welfare Daily.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.